Hello and welcome to Talk Chinese, where we teach you Chinese with ease. My name is Xiaolan, and I'm going to teach you a useful phrase of Chinese every day. In this episode, we're going to learn something extremely fun, Lego. We have Ken Youngs, the head of education marketing for Lego, joining us. Hi Ken, how are you?
Great, it's great to meet you, Xiaolan. I'm so excited to be on the show.
你好. Yes. Oh, by the way, do you speak Chinese?
I actually studied Mandarin when I was in college. Mm-hmm. I studied in Beijing for a year. But unfortunately, my Chinese is not very good, so I'm glad to be on the show learning from you.
Oh, well, I'm sure that today we are going to talk about something. You will master that very quickly.
Okay.
Can I admit that Lego is my favorite toy throughout my lifetime?
That's great. It's mine as well, and a lot of kids. So that's really exciting.
So what a fun job you have. Can you share with us a little bit more about what you do at Lego Education Marketing?
Sure. So I run marketing for Lego Education for North America, and I lead a team who helps to basically advocate and teach kids and teachers about all of the wonderful solutions Lego has for schools and educators. Mm-hmm. So we'd like to say that we have these playful learning experiences that enable every student to succeed. Mm-hmm. And in the 1980s, teachers basically started bringing Lego into their classroom to teach with.
Yep.
And so what we ended up doing was we ended up building solutions specifically for teachers and educators to teach students with curriculum and training and using the core Lego brick tied
right.
in with software. It's a completely unique experience for teachers, but it's still the core, is still the Lego brick.
Right. And then in this case, are we talking about some specific subjects?
Yes.
From math, science, art and design, technology.
Exactly. Our focus is really on STEM. And so mm-hmm. especially for elementary and middle school, we have a right. lot of really cool robotics and machines and mechanism solutions built around STEM. And so you'll see a lot of products that have both solutions that have both the bricks on top of that with coding and curriculum built for a bunch of different devices.
Yes, you can build into a robot.
Yes.
Or a little tank you can remote control.
Exactly. So we're very
That's
much into
so
the
cool.
STEM fields.
That's really cool. Right. So the way to say Lego in Chinese, 乐高.
乐高, that's right.
乐高.
Yep.
Yeah, and then 乐高, it's a part of the branding strategy Lego has, right? For example, when I was talking to my friend from Facebook and I asked him about the brand in Chinese for Facebook, and they actually don't use one. And they are very happy to continue yep. using Facebook.
Yeah.
And then, of course, there's people in Taiwan that call Lianshu, and then in Hong Kong, they call Mianshu. But Lego, they have a proper branding strategy. So Legao is the official name.
Yeah.
And it translates very nicely as well, because Le means happy, and Gao means very high. So when you are happy, you are very high.
Yeah.
So, 乐高.
乐高. And what's interesting is that the Danish word, it comes from two words put together, Legot. And I think I'm pronouncing that right because my Danish is not that good. But it means play well together.
Play well.
Play well.
Okay.
Yes. And it started from very early. And what's also really interesting is that the word Lego is mm-hmm. also a Latin word meaning to gather or collect.
That's right.
Yeah. So there's this interesting play on the fact that it's not only wonderful and fun, but the connections that you get and the gathering of the bricks make for very interesting creations.
Yes, I was reading Lego history in order to do some research, and I just realized that actually when your founder, Ole Christensen,
yep.
Founded a company, and there were two names in competition. One was Lego, and the other one was Legio. Is that how do you pronounce it?
Legio, yep.
And then eventually Lego, I would say that's really well chosen.
Yeah, it works very well. Legao is happy and high, and I think there's a real nice fit to play well in its translation to Chinese. Sometimes it's very hard to find brands that carry across in Chinese.
Yep, that's right. And then 乐高, of course, means happy and high at the beginning. And let's break down the two characters a little bit since we're in Chinese. 乐 originally means music.
Mm.
And in ancient forms, there were two different schools of thought. Some scholars thought that 乐 originally was a shape of the instrument, the string instrument, like a few strings on top of the wooden boxes. So, and that's the string instrument. But another school of thought that some scholars said, in fact, that was a drum.
Interesting.
The character was a shape of drum, right. But either way, it means music.
Right. It looks like a string instrument when you look at it.
That's right. Yeah. So then le, later on, that means happy.
Yep.
And gao, the character, is very straightforward. It's just like a shape of a tower and like a door going in and a roof and then more towers on top and then the roof. So it means very tall.
Yep.
So gao.
Gao is a very common character, right? I assume that it's used everywhere. Yeah.
It is. And also it's a very common surname, Gao.
Yep.
So Le Gao is Lego. Okay, a question for you, Ken.
Yes.
Do you know how many Lego bricks out there in the world historically?
That is a great question. I actually do not, embarrassingly enough, know that.
Okay.
I'm sure you've done your research, though. So
right. There are 400 billion altogether.
Wow. That's amazing.
Since 1949.
That is amazing. I have a good one. Do you know the company that makes the most tires in the world? Tires.
Michelin?
Yeah, it is actually Lego. Because
It's
Lego because we make so many rubber tires for the toys.
Right.
Yeah, so it's actually Lego. It's not Michelin.
Oh, the toy ones. Okay, you tricked me. I thought you were talking about the real ones running on the street. Okay, so yeah. I bet you probably don't find any on the street, the Lego tires.
Not unless we're building some really big models, which we've done, but I don't know if they're officially mm-hmm. street legal.
What is the coolest Lego construction you have ever seen?
Wow, there's a lot of very cool Lego constructions. I think just recently, I was actually at the Lego shop in Enfield, Connecticut. So that's where our U.S. headquarters is.
Yep.
And Lego model shop, they build a lot of constructions for a lot of different reasons, most of them promotional.
Mm-hmm.
So you know the new Batman movie that's coming out
yep.
In the next few weeks. I just saw a huge life-size Batman figure for the cartoon, and it took 360 hours to build. Which was really cool.
That's amazing. And I know, of course, we all built Lego constructions. And is there any way that machines can build figures, buildings, space shuttles?
That's really fascinating. I mean, there are, you know, everything that we build in the model shop, all the really big ones are really built by hand. There mm-hmm. really hasn't been a machine. I haven't seen a machine that constructs Lego for models yet. But I'm sure eventually that will happen.
So if I were a designer working at Lego, and then do I just experiment by putting bricks and components together, or actually I have my CAD cam,
yeah.
and then I can use the computer to generate the model?
That's correct. Most of the designers are designing with a CAD-like program that has mm-hmm. an inventory of all of the various bricks that are available for them to use.
Right.
Yeah. And so when we were at the model shop, we saw someone actually on a computer free draw some of the models that they're thinking about building
mm-hmm.
and then go into the CAD program and then build off of the bricks that are available.
Mm-hmm.
And then from there, taking that and then giving it to a model shop builder and then for them to build by hand the
right.
first models. Yeah.
That's amazing.
I have a very cool job from a marketing perspective, but the coolest jobs are the ones of those guys building and designing. I think it's awesome.
I thought so. Yeah. Both are equally fun for me.
Yeah, it's super cool.
Okay, sounds great. Thank you so much, Ken, for joining us. And thank you for listening to Talk Chinesey. Today we have a fascinating subject, Lego. We call Le Gao in Chinese. I hope you enjoy it. And please don't forget to rate us, review us, and share what you have learned. Until next time, 再见.
再见.
再见. Okay, that's great.